This meeting is being recorded.
So I'm not sure where we started this study.
我不是很确定我们从哪里开始这样一个圣经学习的。
It might be that we actually started it in the book of John.
也有可能我们是从约翰福音开始学的。
And we've sort of gone chapter by chapter, verse by verse, through the entire Old New Testament. I don't think we did the book of Galatians, and we haven't done the book of Revelation yet.
And then 我们就是把这个新约使徒就是一本书一本书一节一节经文的这样的学，不是很确定我们是不是学了加拉太书，但是启示录我们还没有开始学。
And I'm not sure whether we did Matthew and Mark and Luke, but we may have.
因为我也不很确定我们有没有学过马太啊、路加了，还有马可，我认为我们回头要去学那个的。
I'm not sure who was in the class when we started out. One or two of you may have been, maybe not.
因为我也不是很确定呢，谁在这个课堂里学。 可能你们大家中间有些人在，有些人不在。
But it has been very helpful to me.
对我呢，自己呢说是非常有帮助的。
And so I want to thank you for the privilege of being with you as we've consistently kept on going through the New Testament.
因为要谢谢大家，谢谢大家呢，因为我有这样的荣幸和大家一起把这个新约呢把它过一遍。
So we're going to, in a week or two, we'll get on to the book of Revelation, and that is going to be an interesting study for us. For me, it will be a difficult study, because I have trouble understanding Revelation, same way you do. And so you pray for me, I'll be praying for you, and we're looking forward to learning something from that wonderful book, too.
一两个星期以后呢，我们应该可以开始学习启示录。启示录呢，对你们来说可能是非常有趣的一本书，对我来说那就是比较难的一本书。我可能呢就好多里面有些东西我也不理解，所以你们大家呢，为我祷告，我也为你们祷告，我也挺期待我们下面的那个启示录的圣经学习。And
it would be wonderful if others might even join us for that study. Not everybody studies Revelation, and probably none of us study it enough.
这个呢，就是说呢，就是比较，如果大家能请一些人来学习这个，应该是比较好的一件事情，因为我们很少呢学习启示录，因为我们觉得呢，每个人呢，没有人把启示录呢完全理解。
One of the great men of God of the last century was a man from India whose name was Bhak Singh.
然后呢，几个一个世纪前呢，有一个是属神的一个伟大的人，他是从印度来的，印度他的名字叫Bhak Singh.
He said he never could understand the book of Revelation until he had read it 100 times on his knees.
然后呢，他从来没有完完全全理解过启示录，直到他呢，跪着读了100遍启示录以后，才有点理解。So
that's a high honor for us to aspire to. I'm not sure that I will get there, and I don't know about you, but it's a valuable book to study.
也就是对我们来说呢，是一个。 很那个高的一个启示，所以呢，但是我不确定我们是不是能够达到他的那个程度，但是呢，我们很期待大家一起来学习这个启示录。All
right, well now back to the book of Jude, just before the book of Revelation, Jude, the second last book in the Bible.
接下来呢，我们就来到犹大书。犹大书呢是圣经里的倒数第二本书，也就是在启示录前面的那一本。As
you know, in the Bible, there are many ways of spelling and maybe many ways of pronouncing a name.
所以大家也都知道，在圣经里呢，其实有很多方式去拼写，也有很多方式去发音，那些名字。
So in the Old Testament, Leah had a son, and she called his name Judah.
在那个旧约里呢，利亚呢，她有一个儿子，她把那个儿子叫犹大。
In the New Testament,The name Judah was pronounced Judas.
在新约里呢，那么犹大这个名字呢，就读成了犹大斯。
So Judah in the Old Testament, Jacob's son, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed the Lord Jesus, they both have the same name.
因为犹大呢，在那个利亚的那个儿子。在旧约里，在新约里的那个卖主的那个犹大，他们两个人的名字是一样的。
And this book Jude has the same name. It's just that the last syllable is dropped. It's not Judah or Judas. It's just Jude.
因为这一个呢，这本书叫犹大，犹大 Jude， 他只是把后面的那一个音节呢给去掉了，不是那个 Judah， 也不是 Judas， 就是 Jude。
And so I would think the name Judy that we use in Canada, I think Judy is all part of that same root.
And then 我认为那个 Judy 啊，就是朱棣，我们可能中文翻译成是，实际上就是这个犹大的这个名字里的它的一个分支。
So I find Judy's name very interesting. It's either Judy or Diju. And it goes back and forth, Judy or Jidu. And so, anyway, whatever I call you, it's right.
And then I found this Judy 的那名字呢非常有趣。因为有时候叫 Judy, 现在叫 D-Yun, 然后或者是 Yun D, 这两边的两个它是不按那个发出来的都是一样的。The Chinese 拼音。
And the word is associated with the great theme of praise.
因为这个的词呢和那个赞美是有很大的关系。
And if that's all we did in life was praise the Lord, we would have a very successful life.
这就是我们在我们的人生里想要做的。如果我们一直赞美主的话呢，我们都会有一个成功的人生。
All right, so Book of Jude, verse 1.
有大书第一章。
And the words are Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and a brother of James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father.And kept by Jesus Christ.
也就是说，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大，写信给那被召蒙父神使他们成圣、为基督耶稣保守的人。
So the question is, who was James?
问题是谁是雅各呢？
And there were many in the New Testament whose name was James.
在那个新约里呢，很多人的名字都叫雅各。
But in particular, the Lord Jesus Christ had many brothers and sisters.
特别的是呢，主耶稣基督他有很多的弟兄姐妹。
One of his brothers was named James, and another one of his brothers was named Jude.
And 其中的主耶稣基督的一个弟弟呢，他的名字叫雅各，另一个呢就叫犹大。
And it would appear here that this man is one of our Lord Jesus' stepbrothers, and his name is Jude, but instead of calling himself a brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, he simply says, I'm a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a brother of James.
这里呢，我们读到的这个叫犹大的这个是实际上主耶稣基督的他的那个同母异父的那个弟弟呢，他这个弟弟呢，他并没有自称为他说他是主耶稣基督的弟弟，他说是主耶稣基督的仆人，然后是雅各的兄弟。
So it is interesting, isn't it, that the men of God, the women of God in the Bible are always very humble people.
也是非常有趣的，在圣经里呢，那些属神的人呢，他们通常呢都是非常谦卑的。
And you can imagine that Jude could have said, "Do you know who I am? I am the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ. I grew up with him in the little town of Nazareth."
你可以想象一下，那个犹大完全的可以这样说，他说：“你知道我是谁吗？我是那个主耶稣基督的那个弟弟，我们一起在那个拿撒勒那个城市长大的。”
But in his humility, he just doesn't tell us that. Good for you, Jude.
因为他谦卑，所以他并没有那么去讲那个犹大对你来说是件好事。
And then he says, "I'm writing to you who have been called, who have been loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ."
就你这个是写给那被召蒙父神使他们成圣。
So the question is, they have been called. Called to what?
这个问题呢，就是他们被呼召，那么为什么被呼召呢？
And some people would say, well, it means they've been called to be Christians.
有些人说呢，他们被呼召成为基督徒。
But in fact, everybody has been called to be a Christian.
但事实上呢，每一个人都被呼召成为基督徒。
It's just that not everybody said yes.
只是说不是每一个人都说我愿意。
But in this instance, the phrase I believe is called to be a servant of God as a Christian. He's called us not only to be saved, but he's called us to do something. And that's the impact of this word as used in the New Testament.
因为你实际上讲的都是他被呼召成为基督徒，去做一些事情，为神做一些事情，成为神的仆人。不是说我们不是说只是被呼召成为基督徒，而是我们被呼召成为基督徒以后，作为神的仆人去服侍神。
So it's an interesting trilogy here: called and loved and kept.
这里呢有三个词都是非常有趣的，被呼召，然后被爱，然后被保守。
So we've been called by the Lord Jesus to a particular service. We've been loved by the Father, and we've been kept in order to live for Him. All three are there. And that was true of all of those to whom Jude is writing.
因为我们这是被呼召，被呼召呢，就是去服侍神，为神做些事儿。然后呢，我们是被父神爱，被父神爱呢，然后呢，我们是被主耶稣基督给保守，保守了以后呢，我们就可以去服侍神，去做神的工。And
then he says, "Now mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance."
第二节说呢，愿怜悯、平安、慈爱多多的加给你们。
Many people ask, when God gives you a thing, what does He give you?
很多人都问说，神给你东西的时候，他给你什么？
And the answer is, He usually gives us what He gives us in abundance. He gives us far more than we need, certainly far more than we deserve.
这里呢讲到的呢是当神给我们什么的时候呢，它通常呢都是远远超过我们所需要的，当然呢就是远远超过我们所配得的。So
the question is, we pray sometimes and we say, as the Lord has instructed us, we say, "Give us this day our daily bread."
那么这个词呢，它是这样的，我们通常是这么讲的，请赐给我每日的食粮。But
as we were having lunch today, Norma said, "Harold, we got far more than bread."
然后呢，我们今天吃午餐的时候，Norma就跟我说呢，Harold，我们有远远比那个面包多的东西吃。We
had a delightful beef stew with our bread.
我们今天有一个很好吃的那个牛肉汤。
And on Sunday, we were given a few grapes, so we had them for dessert with our bread and stew.
就是在星期天的时候，我们通常呢会吃一些葡萄。一葡萄呢，就经常就是说，在我们吃了面包、吃了那个牛肉汤以后呢，就是吃葡萄作为甜点。So,
if you get some from the Lord, if He gives you mercy and peace and love, how much of it do you get?
那如果主赐给你怜悯、平安、慈爱，那么你得到了多少东西呢？
Well, you get it in abundance. It's absolutely marvelous.
得到了极多的，这是特别的奇妙的。
All right. So he then goes on and he explains what he's going to do in this little letter.
继续来解释他在这封信里要讲些什么。
He says, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
那就是说，亲爱的弟兄们，我想尽心写信给你们，论我们同得救恩的时候，就不得不写信劝你们，要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道。
So I think he's basically saying, I looked around, I thought, you know, I should write a letter. And it should just talk about the basic faith that we have, the salvation that we share. I could write a letter that would be of great encouragement to all the Christians.
这基本上就是呢，我环顾四周，我看了一下，看见呢，我觉得我应该写封信给你们。写封信呢，主要是关于呢，就是我们那个基础的救恩的那样的一些信息。我认为我写信给你们呢，我可以去鼓励一下那些基督徒们。Then
he thought, no, there's something more important that I should write. He said, I should write that people contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
然后他说呢，我就要多写一点，写什么呢？要为从前一次交付众圣徒的信心竭力的争辩。
We're going to learn about why we have to contend for the faith, but he's basically saying, listen, if you've trusted the Lord as your Savior, you have a marvelous gift from God. You've got all the blessings of salvation. You get mercy and peace and love to go along with it. But be warned, you could get an attack on your faith.
这几节令的保守我们的信心呢，他这个意思就是说呢，当你成为基督徒以后呢，其实使徒神那里神赐给你很多东西，你不仅得到了怜悯，得到了爱，得到了平安。那么说呢，你得到这一切以后呢，他开始警告我们，就是说你这得到一切，你的信心呢，很容易被受到攻击，所以你要去竭力的去维护它。
Most of us say, you know, we're just peace-loving people. There's not going to be much problem. God says, no. If you're a Christian, there's going to be war. There's going to be fighting. You have got to contend for your faith.
那这里呢，实际上呢，讲到的呢，就是说我们有些时候我们就是一些基督徒，我们的内心有平安有爱，所以我们对人家没什么伤害。但是人家说呢，不是啊，神说不是这样的。当你成为基督徒以后呢，就有一战争发生，人家呢就会极力的去排挤你。所以这些呢，有说你必须呢要极力为你的信心去维护你的信心。Now,
The word contend is a hard word to understand in English. I'm not sure whether it's hard in Chinese, but in English it's hard to understand.
这里呢，就是说这个词啊，这个叫 contend， 就是竭力的 他说这个词呢是比较在英文里是比较难以理解，他不知道在中文里是不是这个意思。
The word means to struggle.
这个词的意思呢，就是竭力争辩。
And this is going to be hard to translate, Roy, but in Greek, the word is agonizo, which is related to our word agony.
这个呢，实际上呢，他说可能比较难以翻译。那翻译呢，就是在希腊文里，希腊的文里是叫 agonizo。agonizo 这个词跟我们的那个 agony 就是那个。悲痛、悲伤有关系的，就是那个忧虑。
So the Apostle Jude is saying, you have got faith, it's wonderful. You have got to fight to make sure that you don't lose it and that people don't twist it or warp it or get rid of part of it from you.
因为这个，其实上这个使徒犹大呢，他告诉我们，就是说呢，你现在有一个信心，你这个信心呢，其实就是说你要确保去争你这个信心，不要让这个世界把这个信心从你这里拿走，或者拿走一部分，或者曲解、强解了你的信心，你要为他去争斗。
And so when we get down to verse 20, we're going to understand how we can contend for the faith.
当我们到了20节的时候呢，我们就会知道我们怎么可以竭力为这个信心去争辩。
But first of all, Jude is going to tell us why we must contend for the faith.
首先呢，那个犹大要告诉我们为什么我们要竭力地为信心争辩。
So back to verse number 4, I believe it is. It says, for certain man whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord.
第四节说呢，因为有些人偷着进来，就是自古被定受罚的，是不进城的、不虔诚的，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会，并且不认独一的主宰，我们主耶稣基督。
Why do we have to contend for the faith? Why do we have to struggle? Why do we have to agonize? Answer, because there are those out there who are seeking to destroy our faith.
这里呢，为什么我们要去为这个去争斗、去争辩呢？就是为我们信心呢，是因为有那些敌人来，他要毁坏我们的信心。
When you trust the Lord Jesus as your Savior, don't be surprised if a lot of people in the world don't like you and don't want you to tell them about Jesus.
这个呢，你如果说是你成为一个基督徒以后呢，你不要感到奇怪。当其他的人呢，他不喜欢你，因为你告诉他们关于主耶稣基督的时候。
And there are many people in the world who don't like Christians any more than they like Jesus, and they will persecute you if you tell them you are a Christian.
因为在这个世界上呢，有很多人呢，他们也不喜欢你们，他们更不喜欢主耶稣基督。如果你们告诉他主耶稣基督呢，他们会因为这个原因来迫害你。
But that's not the real problem mentioned here. The problem here is that there are people who call themselves Christians who are going to rob you, if they can, of the blessings of your faith.
这个呢，就是说呢，这个问题并不是在这里，问题是在于，有些人他自称为基督徒，自称为基督徒，但是如果你因为你在基督啊，信基督而得不到神的赐福的时候，他们也会去袭击你。
All right, that's the problem here. Certain men have secretly slipped in among you.
这个问题就是呢，因为有些人呢，偷着进来了。
Who are they? Well, you don't know, and you're not going to find out easily.
他们是谁呢？你不知道，你也不是很容易找出他们来。
They're great. They're godless men. We read. They change the grace of our God into a license for immorality.
这里呢，我们就读到的在后面呢，他们是不敬虔，将我们神的恩典做放纵情欲的机会。
They're people who basically teach frequently that you don't have to cease sinning. When you trust the Lord as Savior, He'll forgive all your sins, so don't worry about it. You just keep on sinning.
有些人呢，有这样的人，他会告诉你，他们也做这样的教导。他说，如果你成了基督徒以后呢，不要停止犯罪。因为主耶稣基督他已经饶恕了你所有的一切的罪，所以你可以继续犯罪。
This is a big issue in the Christian life. The Apostle Paul deals with it head on in Romans chapter 6.
这是一个在基督徒人生里一个重大的问题。使徒保罗在罗马书第一章里面就对付了，就提到了关于这样的问题。
Sometimes it's so bad that people say, a non-Christian couldn't sin that, but you're a Christian, so you can get away with it. You don't worry. You trust the Lord Jesus, and you can keep on sinning.
有些人呢，他们会甚至都在说到糟糕到这种程度，他们会怎么跟你说呢？他说那个非基督徒呢，他们不能犯那样的罪。但是你是基督徒，所以你可以犯那样的罪，所以呢，你不要停止犯罪，继续犯罪。
How do you keep from being overwhelmed by that enticing thought?
那你怎么就是说你避免呢？这种可以就是说压倒你的这样的一种想法。
And the answer is the only way you could do it would be.To contend, to struggle, to agonize, and say, I am not going to carry on in that sin.
这呢，唯一的办法就是你要竭力的争辩，去维护你的信心，你去跟他们争辩明，就是说我不会去犯那样的罪。
So they will say, you can do that, but they also will deny the Lordship of Jesus Christ and the Lordship of God the Father.
同样呢，他不光说你可以那么去做，同样呢，他们是不认独一的主神和我们的主耶稣基督。
If Jesus Christ is King, if He is Lord, then we must obey Him in everything.
如果主耶稣基督是王，他是主，那么我们必须在每一件事情上顺服他。
But some say, well, that would be very hard.
有些人说这个可能有点难。
And the answer is, of course, it's hard. All struggle is hard. All agonizing is hard.
答案呢，当然就是说是很难的。所有的争斗，是所有的你为那些事情而去忧虑的事情，都是很难的。
And then the apostle Jude gives some illustrations of the problem.
现在呢，犹大呢，就是使徒犹大给我们一些例子，关于这样的问题的。
All right, verse 5, he says, though you already know this, I want to remind you that the Lord, having delivered his people out of Egypt, later destroyed those who did not believe.
第五节说呢，从前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，后来就把那些不信的灭绝了。
So he says, go back now to the illustration of the children of Israel coming out of Egypt.
他说呢，就是你回顾一下那个例子，就是说呢，以色列人呢从埃及出来的时候，那些人。
They saw the 10 plagues that Moses and the Lord inflicted on the Egyptians They were very impressed.
他们呢看到那实在实在就是呢主降在那些埃及人的身上，他们呢感到很大的就是觉得很惊奇。
Then they followed the Lord as he delivered them from Egypt and opened the Red Sea before them so that they could cross over. And when they got to the other side, they got the water, they got the manna, they got the pillar of fire in the night, the pillar of cloud during the day. They got all of these blessings of God.
然后呢，他们就出了埃及，出了埃及呢，那个神就把红海给他们分开，他们就从那个干地上走过，走过去了以后呢，到了旷野里呢，他们就有了水喝，有了马拉吃，而且晚上有火炬，白天有云柱，这是一切的他们得到的呢，从神来的赐福。
And the devil tempted them and said, now, you're pretty good people. Look at all these good things God has done for you. You can just complain a little. You can just do a few bad things because everything will be okay. Look at all that God has done for you. Therefore, don't worry. You can continue to sin.
然后呢，那魔鬼呢就开始诱惑他们说呢，你看你们是多好的一群人呢，你看看所有的神在你们身上所行的那些神迹，他们说，所以呢，现在你可以有一些抱怨，你可以在这个东西呢，你怎么抱怨怎么说呢，都不会有问题，你可以继续犯你的罪。
They didn't realize it, but they're continuing in sin.Began to corrode and erode their strength. And instead of being strong, they became weaker and weaker.
那他们其实并没有意识到这一点，并没有意识到这一点呢，他们就开始去抱怨，去埋怨这所有的一切，慢慢的呢，他们就开始变得越来越软弱了。
And after about a year, they ended up at Kadesh Barnea.And the Lord said, you go in and conquer the land. And they said, we can't. We couldn't do that. And because of the sin in their lives, they weren't allowed to go into the promised land. They died in the wilderness over the next 38 years.
然后呢差不多一年以后呢，他们到了 Kadesh Barnea。这个时候呢，他们看到了那个他们应许之地。神说呢，就是说你们可以去。你可以去征服他们，可以去征服他们，然后他们说我们不能，因为我们太软弱了，我们过不去，我们打不赢他们，所以他们因为是他们的罪，所以在后面的三十几年里面呢，他们就慢慢的都死在了旷野里，他们并不允许进入应许之地。
So when the devil comes to you often in the person of someone you think is a Christian,And says, now, we can just do this little bad thing. Everything is going to be fine. Don't you worry.
有时候呢，魔鬼来呢，他看见他来到你面前，他可能就是你想象的那个基督徒的那个人的形式出现在你面前。他就说呢，我们可以去干点坏事，去犯点罪，这个没有问题，没关系。
And you say, no, no, I remember what happened to the children of Israel.Who came out of Egypt but didn't go into Canaan?
你说不，我不去跟你干坏事，因为我记得当时的从埃及出来的以色列人，因为他们犯的罪，他们不被允许进入迦南地。
And then he gives them another illustration. He says, and the angels who did not keep their position of authority, but abandoned their own home.These he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day.
你说呢，又有不守本位，离开自己住处的天使，主用锁链把他们永远拘留在黑暗里，等候大日的审判。
And so the devil sometimes when he comes in the form of other people says now,You're not just an ordinary person, you know. You are a really good person. You're strong.
有时候那魔鬼呢，他会以一种其他的人的形式出现在你面前。他跟你说，那你不是一个普通的人，你看你非常的强大，你非常强大。
And it's true that other Christians couldn't do these bad things, but you're a very strong Christian. You can do it. You'll get away with it. Everything will be all right.
但是确实呢，其他的一些基督徒呢，他们不能干这些坏事，但是你可以干。为什么呢？因为你非常强大，你是一个非常强壮的基督徒。你干了这些坏事以后呢，你可以不受惩罚。And
Jude says, are you as strong as an angel?
那个有的时候你比天使还强大吗？
Oh, you say, well, no, I'm not that strong, but I'm a pretty good person. Everything will be okay. And Jude says, hang on, it's not going to be okay. God judged the angels.
你说呢，哦，我没天使那么强大，我没那么强大，但是呢，不会有事，没什么事儿。但是犹大跟我们说呢，你要小心了，因为神会，神就算天使，神就审判他们。
Where did the angels live?
天使住在哪里呢？
Well, they lived in heaven.
他们住在天堂里。
Do you think it's nice there where they lived?
你认为他们住的地方很美吗？
Yeah, you say, I get it. I went to heaven, I'd like to see where the angels live. I think it's pretty nice.
你说是是是是, 当我去到天堂以后呢, 我就看看那些天使住在哪里, 这个太好了。
But the angels, they said, I can sin too, you know, we can sin too. So they left their position of their own home. They abandoned their authority. They abandoned where they were living and they fell down. They left the blessings of heaven. And because of sin, they were punished. And where are they now?
因为那个有些天使呢，他说对我们可以犯罪没关系，因为呢，实际上他们犯的罪，他们犯罪，他们离开了这本位，他们被放逐了，实际上他们从天上堕落了，离开了神在天上给他们的赐福，堕落下来了。那么他们现在在哪里？They
are in darkness. They're in everlasting chains. They're waiting for the judgment of the great day.
这天使呢，他是在黑暗里，他们是被锁链捆着的，他们在黑暗里被锁链捆着，等候那个大日的审判。
Where do they live? They don't live in heaven anymore.
那么他们现在住在哪里呢？他们不再住在天堂了。
They said, we're God's chosen people. We don't need to worry. We can carry on, do a little sin. Everything will be fine. God says, hang on. You're not as good as the angels. And I had to punish the angels. And they're there in darkness, in chains today, waiting my final judgment, which is going to be worse.
我们没关系，我们可以去做点坏事，我们就犯点罪。神说：“等一等，你们不能这么做，因为就算是天使，他们犯的罪，他们现在也是被锁链捆着在黑暗里，所以你也要受同样的审判。如果你做。”And
then he says, now there's a third illustration in a similar way, verse 7. Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding towns gave them up to sexual immorality and perversion. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire.
而这里呢，他就第七节，他举了第三个例子。第三个例子就是这一类的人呢，又如所罗门拉和周围城邑的人，也照他们一味的行淫，随从异性的情欲，接受永火的刑罚。
So these people in Sodom and Gomorrah and the three towns around, they basically said, we don't really need to obey God in everything, you know, and sexual immorality is enjoyable and everybody does it and all will be well.
然后呢，这个索多玛和蛾摩拉和它周围的三个城市呢，他们这几年的人说呢，我们并不会担心这个，我们不担心这个，因为这个呢，实际上我们在这里犯一些淫乱之罪，这淫乱罪呢是很令人享受的，所以我们不用担心受到惩罚，我们就继续犯这些淫乱的罪。
And God says, no, no. I punish those in Sodom and Gomorrah, even Christians who disobey. They will be punished similarly to the punishment of Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't assume that because we're Christians, we can't carry on in sin.
神说不不不不，你们这些人，就算你是基督徒。就是说你犯的罪呢，就是就像我惩罚那些索多玛和蛾摩拉的人那样去惩罚你们，就算你们是基督徒，所以你不要这么去想，就是哦，我们是基督徒，所以我们也可以继续去犯罪。
Now how will you be able to identify the people who would like to entice you, to encourage you away from holiness to living a life of compromise as a Christian?
所以呢，你怎么去辨别这样的人呢？他们试图呢去引诱你，去诱惑你，诱惑你呢去做这样一个妥协，不去过一个基督徒应该有的圣洁的人生。
So these verses basically tell us a little bit about these people who would entice and encourage us away from God.
这几句经文告诉我们，就是有这样一组的人，就是一类的人，他们会这样去引诱你，或者去鼓励你去远离神。
There are three things they do. Verse 8, in the very same way, these dreamers pollute their own bodies.
这里有三件事他们会做，这些做梦的人呢，也要向他们污秽身体。
They don't devote their bodies to the things of God.
他们不是把他的身体呢献给做神的工。
Sexual immorality may be their sin.
那个淫乱可能是他们犯的罪。
And their sin may very well be liquor. It makes the body feel good.
他们的罪呢，有可能是酒精。这个酒精呢，会让他们的身体感觉好一点。
It may very well be drugs. That makes the body feel good.
这有可能就是毒那个毒品，就是这个毒品呢，它也可以。吸毒也可以让你的身体感觉好一点。
But in all three of these ways, they pollute the body. The body should be strong. These things weaken the body from a moral point of view, from God's point of view.
这三样东西呢，实际上都是污秽你的身体，它让你的身体变弱，然后呢，远离神的旨意。
And the book of Corinthians says, we're bought with a price, therefore we're to worship God in our bodies and in our spirits. They're both God's. Don't say, it's only the body, I can take sin into the body. No, you can't.
这个呢，格林多前书说呢，我们的身体是神花重价买来的，所以我们要敬拜神的时候，我们要用我们的身体和我们的灵来敬拜神，所以这个不管是在灵里还是身体，我们都是神的，所以你不能滥用你的身体去犯罪。
Now what else do we know about these people? Well, they reject authority.
因为我们还知道这样的人是什么样的人呢？他们轻慢统治的。
They basically reject the authority of the Lord who says in the Bible, don't do it.
因为他们的基本上，他们就是说，去轻慢主在圣经里的权柄，就是主告诉你们不要做的。
As younger people, they were probably happy to reject the authority of mommy and daddy.
他们作为年轻人来说呢，他们也可能很愿意去那个轻慢父母的权柄。
In our day, we have whole societies who delight in rejecting the authority of the government that God has given them.
在我们当今的社会里呢，有一大批人，他们实际上呢，他们都很轻慢政府的权威，因为政府的权柄是神赐给他们的。
I saw an article the other day of some girls in a shopping mall.
我有一天呢，在那个看到一篇文章，有几个女孩呢，在一个购物中心。
They went to the milk department.
他们在找到那个卖牛奶的地方。
Teenage girls.
那个是年轻的女孩。
They took the gallons of milk and they opened the top and they poured it out on the supermarket floor.
然后他们到那里呢，他们拿了一个加仑的牛奶，然后把那个盖子打开，然后把牛奶倒在那个超市的地板上。
And they got another gallon and did the same, and another gallon and did the same, and another gallon and another gallon. The floor was flooded with milk.
然后他们就另外又拿了一加仑牛奶，也倒地上，另外又拿一加仑，又拿一加仑，最后那个地板上就是布满了那个牛奶。
Now what authority did they reject?
他们拒绝的是谁的权柄呢？
Did their mommy and daddy say, well, that's very good, you two good, nice little children, that's good.
他父母有没有这样告诉他说，你这样做非常好，对于你来说，你就是个好女孩，你把这个牛奶倒地上。
Did they reject the authority of the person who owns the store and owns the milk?
他们就是轻慢了这个，就是管理这个商店的人，还有那些拥有牛奶的那些人吗？
Of course, did they reject the authority of the police?
当然，他们拒绝了警察吗？
Sure. Did they reject the authority? Excuse me, I've got to shut this off. Did they reject the authority of the government above the police?
他们拒绝了那个在警察以上的那些政府的权柄吗？
And if you spoke to them and said, why did you do this? This is what they would say.
如果你就去问他们说你为什么这么做，他们会这样回答你。
They would say, well, you know, cows, milk comes from cows. And cows burp.
他们会说那个牛奶呢是从那个奶牛奶的，奶牛呢会打嗝。
And when cows burp, there's methane ejected into the air.
然后呢，他说呢，当那个奶牛打嗝的时候呢，就是有那些气体就到空气里去了。
And methane will increase the carbon dioxide in the air.
这样的打嗝出来那个气呢，就会去增加这个空气中的碳的含量。二氧化碳。
Carbon dioxide will cause global warming.
二氧化碳呢会就导致全球变暖。
And we don't want the world to change temperature.
我们不希望全球气温变暖。
And therefore it's good for us to pour somebody else's milk on the floor.
这样呢对我们来说呢就是把其他人的牛奶倒地上是件好事。
So if they were your daughter, what would you do?
如果他们是你的女儿们，你会怎么做？
That's what you do, isn't it?
你会打他，是不是？你就会这样做，是不是？
These people are rejecting authority. Now, people will come to you and say, I'm a Christian, but you know, you don't always have to do what the Bible says.
因为这些人呢，他们实际上轻慢那些统治的。这有些人呢，就是说呢，你是基督徒，所以呢，这是有些事情你是应该去做的。
And they will say, you know, as a matter of fact, if you were to come to our church, we do things just a little bit differently.
他们会说呢，实际上呢，你如果来到我们教会，那教会我们也教会做的事情跟你们教会做的有点不一样。
I spoke to a man in our assembly a few years ago And I said something to him. His response was, you know what the problem of this church is? There are too many rules in this church.
然后很多年前呢,我跟一个在我们教会的一个人呢,交谈,他跟我说,哎,你知道这个教会的问题是什么?就是太多的规则。
Do you know what the Bible says? The Bible says there are a lot of rules. You've got to keep them and I've got to keep them. And other Christians will tell you, you don't need to worry about all the rules in the Bible.
圣经里实际上有很多的规则,你必须遵守,我也必须遵守。就有些人呢,他会呢,告诉你,他说,你知道吗?你不一定非要遵守所有的遵守所有圣经里的规则。
And you will say, yes, I have to obey the rules in the Bible. God wrote them for my good.
你说,我要遵守,因为神是为了我的好处写了这么多的规则在圣经里。
And God told me what to do that is good in order that he can preserve good for you.
因为神告诉我,什么东西是好的应该去做,所以呢,他可以保持你去做对的事情。
And these people go even farther, and they slander celestial beings. That's what verse 8 says.
这个呢,这句经文可能往更深的地方讲,他说他们毁谤在尊位的,这是这句经文讲的。
And they basically say, sometimes they say, well, we can tell the angels what to do, and we can rebuke the devil and tell him what to do. After all, we're very powerful Christians, you know. We can tell the angels, we can tell the devil, and they don't respect celestial beings.
这个呢,实际上呢,他们基本上是这样讲的,他们说是我们是很强大的基督徒,所以我们可以去告诉天使该怎么做,我们可以去责备魔鬼,我们可以去,就是说我们可以告诉他们做什么,我们可以去责备,我们是很强的基督徒,所以这样他们去毁谤在尊位的。
And so verse 9 says, even Michael the archangel, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not bring slanderous accusation against him, but he said, the Lord rebuke you.
第九节说呢,就算是天使长米迦勒为摩西的尸体与魔鬼争辩的时候呢,尚且不敢用毁谤的话,罪责他,只是说主责备你。
And many people who call themselves Christians will tell you that because you are a Christian, you have authority and you can just say what you want and God will do it for you. And it's not the truth.
很多人呢,他们自己自称为基督徒的人呢,说呢,你知道你是基督徒,你有很大的权柄,你只是去说,你说了以后呢,神会帮你做到的,这不是真理。
So verse 9 tells the interesting story about Michael the archangel disputing with the devil about the body of Moses.
第九节呢,给我们讲了一个很有趣的故事,这故事就是天长米迦勒为摩西的尸体与魔鬼争辩。
So when did that happen and what was that all about?
那么这个是什么时候发生的呢?这个里面讲的到底是什么呢?
And so many Bible scholars have suggested that this is what it was all about.
有很多呢,那些圣经学者呢,他们建议,就是这下面讲的就是他们所要讲的事情。
Remember, the Lord took Moses one day up Mount Nebo or Pisgah and buried him. And nobody knows where that tomb was.
大家也记得呢,有一天晚上呢,神把那个摩西带走了,在那个叫做Mogamegia的那个山上,然后摩西,神把摩西给埋葬了,然后呢,没有人知道摩西的坟墓在哪里。And
then you remember that on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Lord Jesus was there with Moses and Elijah.
你们大家也都记得在变相山的时候呢, 主耶稣基督呢,和摩西和以利亚当时是在一起。
Now, we know how Elijah got there. because Elijah didn't die like an ordinary man. Elijah was caught up by a chariot of fire, and he went up into heaven. God took him directly to heaven. Elijah was never buried on the earth. He went straight to heaven.
我们也知道以利亚是怎么到天上去的。 因为以利亚呢，他不是像一个正常的人那样在地球上死亡，然后呢，他是被那个火马车接到天上去的，直接就去了天堂。他没有在地球上死，他没有在地球上被埋葬过。So
how did Moses get to the Mount of Transfiguration? God buried him on Pisgah, and now he's gone to the Mount of Transfiguration. How did he get there?
那摩西呢怎么去上到那个天堂去的呢？因为神在那个披斯加把摩西给埋葬嘛，埋葬了，那么摩西他怎么会出现在这个变相山上呢？
And I think the story is that the Lord said to Michael the archangel, Michael, I want Moses to meet on the Mount of Transfiguration with the Lord Jesus and Elijah. You go get Moses, raise him from the dead, and we'll let him meet with Jesus and Elijah.
我认为神呢跟那个天使长米迦勒说呢，米迦勒，你到那里去把摩西的尸体，你找到摩西的尸体的地方，让他复活。复活人，因为我想要他和以利亚一起在那个变相山上那个就是和我去遇见我们的主耶稣基督和他们在一起。所以呢，你就去让他复活，让那个卖家。
And so Michael went off to get the body of Moses, and I think the devil said to him, what are you doing? You can't have the body of Moses. This isn't resurrection day. Who do you think you are?
然后呢，我认为呢，当那个米迦勒去找摩西的尸体的时候呢，然后呢，那个他把摩西尸体带走的时候，那个魔鬼说呢，米迦勒，你认为你是谁啊？ 你怎么能把那个摩西的尸体拿走呢? 因为现在还没有到复活的日子,你认为你是谁啊?
So I think Michael said to himself, I think we got a problem here. God said, go get Moses' body. And the devil said, you can't have him.
然后呢,我认为呢,这里就出现问题了。 因为神跟米迦勒说,你去把摩西的尸体带来, 然后呢,魔鬼说呢,你不能带走他。
And what did Michael say?
那米迦勒怎么说的呢?
Michael didn't say, devil, don't you know who I am? I'm the archangel. Let Moses go.
因为你认为米迦勒完全可以这样说，你跟魔鬼说，你知道我是谁吗？我是天使长，所以你把摩西的尸体给我。
No, Michael didn't say that. Michael said, devil, the Lord rebuke you.
因为米迦勒并没有这么说。米迦勒说的是主责备你。
You and I aren't to tell the devil what to do.
所以呢，你们，你我不应该去告诉魔鬼怎么该怎么做。
He's not going to obey me or you or any other person. He will obey the Lord when he's rebuked, but nobody else.
这个魔鬼他不会顺服你我和其他的任何一个人，当他们责备魔鬼的时候，但是魔鬼会顺服神，当神呢责备他的时候，魔鬼会顺服神。
What are the telltale signs about these people? Number one, they pollute their own bodies. Number two, they reject authority. Number three, they slander celestial beings like the devil and his angels. Don't you slander them. You flee to the Lord. You say, Lord, would you please rebuke the devil?
第一件事呢是他们污秽自己的身体，是不是？第二个呢就是侵犯统治的，第三个呢就是毁谤在尊位的，就是说那些毁谤那些魔鬼和那些就是魔鬼一起的天使，就和魔鬼堕落一起的天使。所以你们不要去毁谤他们，你不要去说他们，就是说呢，哎，我不责备你，哎，主会责备你。
verse 10, yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand.
就实际上呢，但这些人呢，诽谤他们所不知道的。
Okay, so this is another way you can detect a false teacher. He will say things and you'll say to him, what does that mean? And he'll say, well, I really don't understand.
这是另外一个方式，你可以去分辨那些假教师。假教师呢，因为你可以问他一些问题，说你说的是什么，他们会说呢，我不知道。
They pretend to understand, but they don't understand.
他们只是假装知道，其实呢，他们不是真的知道。
And what things they do understand by instinct, these like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them.
这实际讲呢，他们本性所知道是与畜类、兽、野兽一样，这些事上败坏了自己。
So you will often find people who call themselves Christians pretending to have knowledge which they don't have, pretending to have power which they don't have, and they don't understand, you make sure you don't follow them.
因为你通常会发现呢，一些自称为基督徒的人呢，他们就是假装明白一些他们不明白的事情，假装他们有那个他们没有的那样的权柄，所以呢，你要确保你不要去听他们的。
And in fact, they will end up promoting those very things that will destroy them.
然后呢，最终呢，他们会导致在这件事上呢，败坏了他们自己。
And so we learn some more about them now. Verse 11, woe to them. They've taken the way of Cain. They've rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
而这里呢，我们可以了解一下更多的关于这一类的人。第十一节说，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
So these people who would like to take us and cause us to follow them and be in deep trouble, they are like Cain, they are like Balaam. They are like Korah.
这些人呢，他们呢试图呢欺骗我们，让我们去顺服他们，跟从他们。所以呢，这样这一些人他们是有祸了。他们就像那个该隐一样，他们就像巴兰一样，他们就像可拉一样。
So, what was Cain like?
那该隐是什么样的一个人？
And God said to Cain, Cain, I would like you to worship me, please.You bring me an offering.
所以呢，神跟该隐说：“该隐呢，我要你来敬拜我，那么给我带一个那个祭物来。”
And Cain said, "I will. I'm going to bring you some cabbages."
该隐说：“我会带祭物来，但是我会带一些包菜。”
And God said, "Cain, that's not what I've asked for." Now He said, "Cain, if you want to give me an offering."You get a lamb, and you bring the lamb, but I'm not going to be impressed with cabbages.
这个呢，就是说呢，神说呢，该隐呢，这不是我想要的。如果你要想来敬拜我，你给我带一个祭物，就带一只羔羊来，不要带那个包菜来。我喜欢的祭物是羔羊，我对那个包菜不感兴趣。
And I think Cain said, well, Lord, how would you like some Brussels sprouts? These are, or maybe some asparagus. These, it's really good.
因为我认为该隐说呢，你可不可以拿一些其他的那些水果啊，这个东西，那个东西，这个是很好吃的。
All right, I think God likes asparagus better than I do. But anyway, that's totally beside the point.
我认为神呢比我更爱吃那样一个水果，但是呢，这不是我要讲的要点。
God said, Cain, there's a lamb. You take that lamb and you kill him and you bring him to me. You put the blood on the altar. You bring, that's what I need. And Cain said, no.
然后那神说那该隐呐、啊，那里有一只羊，你就把那个羔羊呢给杀了，宰了以后呢，你把它带到祭坛上，然后把它的血洒在祭坛上，用这个来敬拜我，这是我想要的。然后该隐说我不像这个。
And many people will tell you today, you can worship God this way, but that's the old-fashioned way. We do it this other way now, and it's very, very good. And you say, is that what God wants? You say, well, this is the way we do it now.
因为这个很多人他会告诉你说呢，我们有一个新的方式来做，你所做的呢，就是那些传统的方式已经过时了。你就会问他，你说这是神想要我们做的吗？他会告诉你说，这是我们现在正在做的。
Don't go in the way of Cain. Give God what he has said he wants.
不要走那个该隐的路，神要什么你就献什么。
We've been studying in 1 Samuel.
我们一直在学习撒母耳记上。
God said,I want you to bring me this part of the lamb, this part of the goat, this part of the bullock. You bring me that part.
但是呢，我要你把这个羔羊的这一部分和那个小牛的公牛的这一部分，你把这部分献给我，你把那部分带了。
Hophni and Phinehas said, we'll bring you a lamb or a goat or a bullock. We'll do that, but we want this part, and you can have that part, God. God says, no, I want this part. They said, I know, God, but we're going to take this part, and we'll give you that part. And God says, I'm going to kill you guys.
然后阿弗尼他们呢就说呢，啊，神呢，我们会给你献一个羔羊，献一个小牛，献一个其他的东西。这呢，我们喜欢这一部分，我们把那一部分献给你。神说，我就要我要的那一部分。如果你不献给我，最后神就把他们两个都杀了。
You be very careful how you worship God. Don't you follow somebody else's idea as to how to worship God and do it wrong. Cain did not succeed.
因为你要非常小心你敬拜神的方式，你不要去跟从其他的人告诉你。去敬拜，按照他们的方式敬拜神，因为该隐他用自己的方式敬拜神，他并没有成功。
But now Balaam was a little different.
那巴兰呢，有一点点不一样。
Balaam said, "I'm happy to serve God, and I'll do whatever He wants me to do. But if I'm paid enough money, I might just adjust what I'm going to say a little."
然后呢，那个巴兰说呢，我非常高兴去服侍神，我神让我做什么我做什么，但是如果你付很多钱给我，那么我就会把这个说法呢稍微的偏一点。
Would you change your responsibility and your service before God if you got paid more money?
如果你在服侍神的时候，如果你被付一大笔钱，你会去改变你在这个服事中的职责吗？
Do you think that there's ever been a preacher who was a good preacher and somebody said to him, I would like you to come and preach in our church. We'd like you to preach in our church and we'll pay you more money if you preach in our church rather than in that church.
你认为就是说呢，有那样的一个很有名的讲道人，讲道人呢，他就说呢，有些教会就来跟他说，我希望你到我们教会来讲道，如果呢，我们付你更多的钱，你会不会不去其他教会，拿我们教会讲呢？
Do you think there's ever been a preacher like that? And the answer is yep, you know it, I know it.
你认为有这样的讲道人吗？当然了，是有的。你也知道有这样的人，我也知道。
Now you and I must not be like Cain, and we must not be like Balaam. We must not do something for God simply because there's more money in it if we do it this way or that way.
我们呢，不要像那该隐那样，我们也不要像巴兰那样。啊，像巴兰那样呢，我们服侍神的时候呢，如果我们会得到更多的钱。那么说呢，我就会换一种方式去做，去服侍，不要这样做。
I think it's possible that some preachers could say, I could preach this message from the Bible, but if I did, I probably would offend some people in the congregation, and they might leave, and if they left, we wouldn't earn as much money in our church. So I just don't talk about those things.
我认为呢，有些讲道人呢，他们会说呢，我可以从圣经里去讲圣经里的这篇信息，但是如果讲了以后呢，我可能会冒犯在教会里的一些会众。如果我冒犯了这些会众的话呢，他们有可能就离开这个教会。如果他们离开这个教会的时候呢，我们可能就赚不了更多的钱了。
Don't listen to people like that. Don't follow people like that. You know that they're wrong. You know that they weren't sent by God. They're from the evil one. Don't get involved with that kind of teaching.
你不要去跟这些人有任何的关系，也不要涉及到这样的一些教导中去，因为这些人呢，他们会把你引离神。
But some of them are not always following a new way to worship. Some are not always following for money. Some of them say, what we would like to do is, we want you to think I'm a big deal. You know how good I am. I'm a really big guy. You better follow me, because I'm a big guy.
有些人呢，他们不一定就是像该隐那样去敬拜的方式不对。有些人呢，也不会说是他为了钱去讲道。他们会说呢，哎，你看我是一个很好的人，我是一个大人物，所以呢，我这才是最重要的，所以你们来听我的。
So Moses had a cousin whose name was Korah.
对呀，摩西呢有个堂弟，他的名字叫可拉。
And Korah said to his friends, he said, you know, the problem with Moses is he keeps all the glory for himself.He should recognize that he's not the only one around here who knows about God. People should start listening to us.
因为可拉说呢，哎，你知道摩西的问题什么吗？摩西把所有的荣耀呢都放在他自己身上。摩西说呢，你看我就是这个地方唯一的一个有荣耀的人，所以我们不应该去跟随他。可拉说，我们也要让人们来跟随我们。
And he got some people listening to him who came from the tribe of Reuben.
然后呢，他就是找到了一些人从流便那个支派里来的，去跟随他。
And they said, "We're Jacob's eldest son. We deserve all the glory and the power. The firstborn is always the greatest. We're the great. Moses isn't that great." And so Korah gets together with Reuben's family.
然后那些人呢说我们是那个雅各的那个大儿子的后代，我们呢应该得到所有的荣耀和权能。那个摩西他并不是说那个大儿子那边的，所以呢可拉呢就跟着纽边的这些人呢他们在一起。
And they got bold enough to speak to Moses, and they said, Moses, you are wrong, we are right.You take too much on you. You've got to let us lead the people of Israel as well.
因为他们的也就是足够大胆的，他们跑去找摩西。他摩西说呢，你不是唯一的一个，你一半你的荣耀都放在你权力都放在你身上。我们才是应该有荣耀和权力的。你要让我们来去领导以色列人。
And so Moses said, well, we'll see what God thinks.
因为呢摩西说呢那我们来看看神是怎么想。
And he took them out. He set them over on one side. And he and the others were on one side. Korah and about 275 people with him.And Moses on the other side. And Moses said, now, if...God opens the earth and just swallows Korah and his company alive, then you'll know that God was not in favor of Korah.
因为然后呢，摩西说呢，那让我们出去吧。然后他就出去了，出去了呢，把人呢分成了两波。然后呢，那一波呢跟可拉一起呢，大概有275个人。然后他就说呢，你们站在那边，然后其他跟摩西的人就在这边。他就说呢。现在我们来看神， 是不是会把冰球裂开？那土地裂开以后呢，然后会不会把这些可拉和他的同伙一起吞进去？如果这样的话呢，把他们吞了，你就知道神是在谁那一边的。
And you'll remember that that's exactly what happened. And all of Korah and his family and the Reubenites who were with them, they all went into the ground and the ground just closed up on top of them. They were all buried in one mass miraculous earthquake burial.
这个呢，实际上你们大家也都记得，这个事情就这样发生了。当时呢，地就裂开了。那天呢，那可拉和他的跟随者和他的家人们的所有的都掉到那个地缝里去，然后那个土地呢又合上了，他们这些人呢，所有的人都被埋葬进去了，埋葬进去在一个很那个大的一个地震里面被埋葬在土地里。
Okay, three great enemies in the church today.The enemy of Cain, which says, I want to do it my way. The enemy of Balaam, which says, where's the money? And the enemy of Korah, which says, I want the glory.
现在在教会里有三类的敌人。第一类的敌人呢，就像那个该隐一样，他说我要按照我的方式去做。第二类呢，就像那个巴兰那样的，他说呢，钱在哪里？我们要钱。第三类就像可拉那样的，他就说呢，我要所有的荣耀。
And they will come to you, and they will say, you should join our church. We want you to come with us. We're doing it the right way. They're not doing it the right way. You come to us, and you say, no, no, no. I'm not going to go in the way of Cain, or the way of Balaam, or the way of Korah.I'm going to follow the Lord.
他们那些人呢，都会说呢，他们会来到你们面前，来到你们面前跟你们说呢，就是说，你来我们教会，你到我们教会来，你就说呢，不，我不跟随你，我不要像那个该隐那样，我也不要像巴兰那样，我也不像那个可拉那样，所以我不会去你们教会，我不会跟着你们走。你们做的都是错的。
All right, so the next question is, what are these people like? We're learning more about them. Verse 12. These men are blemishes at your feasts, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves. They are clouds without what? Rain, blown along with the wind, autumn trees without fruit, and uprooted.Twice dead.
这些人呢，到底是什么样的人呢？这个十二节又给了更多的解释，说这样的人在你们的爱宴上与你们同吃的时候，正是玷污，只知喂养自己，无所惧怕，只是是没有雨的云，被风飘荡，是果子枯干的树，没有果子，死而又死，连根被拔出来。
All right, so this is the opinion of the Lord about them. Verse 12, they are men who have blemishes, and they are blemishes at your feast. So they come to the same feast you do. Maybe the breaking of bread. They go to the church services, and they, they spoil the service for the Lord. They're blemishes.At these feasts.
这个呢，这样的人是什么样的人呢？他们也是就是在你们的爱宴上与你们同吃的时候，像这些人呢，他们有可能呢，就是也和野蛮的教会，野蛮的教会就领圣餐、剥饼干什么，他们实际上都是来加入我们，但是他们在这个时候呢，他们却玷污了这样的一些活动，然后就是说呢，他玷污了神。
And they know that their heart is not with you. They know that their heart is not right before the Lord, but they are shameless and they are without remorse. They just keep on feeding themselves.
有些人呢，他们其实他知道他不是和你的心连着的，他们也知道他们不是顺着主的心的，所以他们这些人呢，他们就是来到这里呢，他只知道喂养自己，无所惧怕。
They are bad shepherds. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, but the bad shepherd only feeds himself.
因为他们是坏的牧人，好牧人呢为羊呢为羊群舍命，那么那个坏的牧人呢他只知道喂养自己。
How would you know to stand against these things? Answer, you'd have to know who they are. What do you know about them? You know all these characteristics. After a while, as you look, you say, something's wrong here. They're not following the Lord.
你怎么去区分这些人呢？你怎么去远离这些人呢？所以你要去了解他，了解他们的那些性格，他们了解他们的品格，了解他们所做的事儿，然后你就会知道说有些事情不对呢，他们是不是从主来的。
They are clouds without rain.
因为他们呢是没有雨的云。
Would that be very disappointing if you were living in a desert?
这个如果说你是生活在一个沙漠里没有雨的人，是不是会让你很失望呢？
And you've been looking for rain and looking for rain, and you look up, and in come the clouds, and you say, Lord, this is wonderful.
原来你一直盼望着下雨，盼望着下雨，然后你看到天空呢，你就说，哎，飘过一片云呢，主啊，这个是太好了。
When the clouds blow over and there's still no rain.
然后那个云呢被吹走了，然后还是没有下雨。
And there are a lot of people who call themselves religious leaders and religious teachers. And when you look at them, you say, please show me your fruit. And they can't show you any.
也有很多那样的宗教教师，有很多那样的宗教领导人，你就问他说你给我看一下你所结的果子吧，他们不能给你显示。
They are autumn trees without fruit.
他们是果子出干的树。
Okay, and I've told you about my cherry tree.
我告诉你跟大家关于我的樱桃树。
I've got three cherry trees.
我家里有三棵樱桃树。
Two or three years ago, I think I only got four or five cherries from all three trees.
因为那个两三年，我只是在那个三棵樱桃树上拿到了四到五棵樱桃。
This year I didn't get any cherries, not one.
今年呢，一颗樱桃我也没有得到。
Okay, now I would never get rich. If I was in the selling cherries business, you got to get a better production than that.
如果我是卖樱桃的，我就永远不会在这个生意上成功，因为你要想成功，你必须要有很大的收获的樱桃。
My trees look good.
它的树看起来是挺好。
But the cherries don't taste good because I don't get any cherries.
那个樱桃呢，其实不好吃，因为呢，不怎么长樱桃。
But these people are not only like that; they're like wild waves of the sea.
这些人他不光光是这样的，他们是没有果子。
And sometimes the waves, you know, you can do a lot if the waves keep going like this. But if all of a sudden the waves go like this, you can be in real trouble.
因为实际上在那个秋天呢，你就会看到那些草像这。如果这所有的草都一下倒在地上了，你应该是大麻烦了。
Well, basically, they say I've got something new.
他们基本上是告诉你说我有什么新东西要告诉你。
But you know, it might just be a wild wave. If it's not precisely following the Lord, it's a wild wave.
那这就是呢，如果呢，他们不是真正的那个跟随主的，他们只是一些野草。
And they're like wandering stars.
因为他们就像那个流荡的星。
What's the problem with a wandering star?
那么流荡的星是什么问题呢？有什么问题呢？
If you were a sailor in the old days, and you were out in the ocean, and you wanted to know where you were, how would you know where you were?
如果你是在古代的时候，你去航海，航海你就航行到海中间，到海中间的时候，你想知道你在哪里，那你怎么去辨别了？
Well, you'd follow a star. You'd say, that star, I'm just going to follow that star. But if the star, you start following it, and the star moves, and after a while, you're in real trouble, because the wandering star has gone the wrong direction, or maybe it goes back and forth and back and forth.
你就是根据星象来判断那个方向。但如果你看着天上有一个星呢，它是流荡的星，这些流荡星它通常会走不同的方向走。如果它呢，你跟着它走，那通常呢，它会把你带到错误的方向去，这样你就有大麻烦了。
A few years ago, I was out in my boat at 3 o'clock in the morning, pitch black.
然后呢，其实很多年前呢，我在我的那个船里，那个小船里呢，在凌晨的三点钟，刚刚那个凌晨，就是天刚刚亮的时候，我就出去了。
It was so bad that I couldn't see any stars, and I couldn't see the land. All I could see was a light here, and I knew what that light was, and another light over here, and I knew what that light was, and a third light over there, and I knew what that light was.
然后呢，这就让当时呢，我看不见天上的星星，看不见天上星星，所以呢，我也看不见岸，看不见海岸，然后呢，我只能看见这里一个灯光，那里一个灯光，但是前面还有三个，第三个灯光，这是我唯一知道的。
And there were three of my friends in the boat with me.
在他的船里，小船里有三个他的朋友和他在一起。
And I said, if we don't do this right, we are going to get lost in the night.
因为我们就说呢，如果我们不这样做，我们做错的话，我们就会在晚上迷路。
So I said to one man, your job is to always keep your focus on that light. At any time, I'm going to have to turn to you and say, where is your light? And if you tell me where your light is, I'll know something. To the other one, I said, you follow that light. To the other one, I said, you follow that light. If you can identify clearly all those three lights, then I'll know where I'm going.But if you move those lights, we'll be lost.
因为这个呢，实际上他就跟他在船里的那三个朋友说呢，跟第一个说呢，你的工作就是说盯住这个光，那跟另外一个说呢，你就盯住那个光，然后对第三个人说，你就盯住第三个光，然后呢，当我问你的时候呢，你要告诉我那个光在哪里，那个灯光在哪里，然后呢，这样呢。如果说我们一直知道这三个灯光在哪里呢，我就知道我们要去哪里，我们的方向就是正确的。如果说你们失去了那个光，那么跟我们方向可能就走错了，我们会迷路的。
And there are many who will call themselves Christians today who will say, you follow me. And after you follow them for a while, you'll find out that they are wandering stars.And they're not going in the right direction.
因为那些很多自称为基督徒的人呢，他们会跟你说呢，你来跟随我。如果你跟随我的话呢，他其实上他们自己是飘忽不定的，他们像个游荡的心。如果你跟着他，你就会有大麻烦了。
Maybe just one other sad story.
我再给大家讲一个就是悲惨的故事。
Many people.Have left 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel in recent years. By recent, I mean over the last 30, 40 years.
因为很多那个基督自称基督徒人呢，他们离开了，就最近离开了十六届福音教会。他讲的最近的意思呢，可能是过去的30到40年。
And I say to them, all right, where are you going to go?
我问他说，你准备去哪里呀？
And I say, all right, you go there. So they go there, and then I meet him a few years later.
然后呢，他就说呢，我去那里。我说好吧，你去那里。那几年以后呢，我再次碰到他们。
And I say, where do you fellowship now?
我说你现在在哪里团契啊？
And they say, well, I used to fellowship there, but that wasn't very good. So now I've gone here.
因为我过去是在那里团契，但那里并不是太好，所以我现在又换了一个地方。
And then I meet him a few years later and I say, where are you now? And they say, well, I used to be there, but that was bad. Then I went there, that's bad. So now I'm going here.
然后我又碰到他们，他们说我以前是去那个地方，那个地方不好，我又换了个地方，换个地方又不好，然后我现在去了另外一个地方。
And I say, you didn't learn the lesson of Jude very well, did you? You've been following wandering stars. And you say, I'm sure this is right, but it isn't. And I'm sure that's right, but it isn't. And I'm sure, and it isn't. Make sure you follow what the Lord says.
我就跟他说呢，你并没有猜在那个犹大是不是学到教训，是不是？你跟随的是一个流浪的心，犹大的心呢，因为你认为这个地方很好，你确定它很好，但是你去了就不好。而你换了个地方，你又去了犹大很好，那确实又是不好。但是你就这么一直换，所以你是跟着一个流浪的心，你不知道你到底在做什么。
All right, so we haven't finished the book of Jude yet. We'll do that next week, Lord willing. We may or may not get into Revelation. This is slow going, but it's important for us to be warned not to be led aside by false teachers, many false Christian teachers in the world today.
我们今天呢，就是没有学完犹大书，下个星期继续学犹大书，也有可能下个星期会学到启示录，也有可能学不到。但其实这里呢，我们是学得很慢，因为这是实际上里面呢是非常重要的，因为很多的假教师呢，他们自称为基督徒，所以你们不要跟随他们。
Lord, we just pray that you'll help us and keep us and preserve us from the temptations that are in the so-called church in our world.
主啊，我们就祷告，求您呢保护我们，就是保留我们，让我们不要去被那些在这个世界上自称为是教会的那些教会所诱惑。
And it is true, Lord, that many are leading Christians astray.
所以呢，这个也是事实，主啊，很多人呢把那些基督徒们带迷了路。
May we be warned. May we follow the Lord and the Bible and not follow men and their teachings.
所以呢，这让我们受到这样的警告，让我们去顺服呢圣经的教导，而不是去听从那些人的教导。
And so we commit ourselves to thy love and care, and we give thanks.
所以我们将我们自己交到您的爱的关怀里，我们将我们自己交到您的手里。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， amen.
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 Thank you. Lord bless us all.